chapter 21, that thou art, the four aphorisms. The Vedas have been distinguished as the foremost spiritual texts from time immemorial. They contain the perennial philosophy of Vedanta, which has been indoctrinated in ancient India through four aphorisms known as Mahavakyas. Mahavakyas literally means great statements, supreme declarations. They appear one in each of the four Vedas as follows. Prajnanam Brahma. Brahman is consciousness. Tat Tvamasi. That thou art. Ayam Atma Brahma. This self is Brahman. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Brahman. The first aphorism, Prajnanam Brahma, Brahman is consciousness, appears in Aitreya Upanishad in the Rig Veda. This aphorism makes a general declaration that Brahman, the Supreme Reality, is consciousness. The one homogeneous consciousness that pervades everywhere, that which functions in the macrocosm and the microcosm, the common substratum of the world and the individual. If the consciousness pervading the world is likened to total space, then the consciousness in an individual would be space in a pot. But the space in a pot cannot be segregated from total space. The material of the pot cannot divide space. Space may be referred to as pot space, room space, open space, etc. All these spaces are one and the same. Space as such is homogeneous, indivisible, called differently for convenient reference. Likewise, consciousness is referred to differently depending on its heterogeneous embodiments. Though it remains ever homogeneous, the first aphorism pronounces its homogeneity. It is known as Lakshanavakya, which means statement of definition. The second aphorism, Tat Tvam Asi, that thou art, appears in the Chandogya Upanishad, in the Samaveda. It declares you are pure consciousness. Tat, that, refers to the consciousness, the Supreme Reality, Brahman. Tvam, thou, to the innermost self, Atman, the core of your personality. Asi, art, establishes the oneness of the all-pervading consciousness and yourself. Brahman and Atman are one and the same. The consciousness is like the ocean, an individual like a wave. The water in the wave and the ocean is the same. Beings would be waves with distinct individuality. The consciousness in every being is the same all-pervading consciousness. Yourself is the infinite reality. That thou art. This aphorism is in the form of an advice to a spiritual seeker. Hence it is known as Upadesha Vakya, statement of advice. The third aphorism, I am Atma Brahma, this self is Brahman, is in Mandukya Upanishad in the Atharvana Veda. I am means this. Atma is your Supreme Self within. The aphorism states that the Atman Self in you is Brahman pervading everywhere. If Brahman is likened to a conflagration, then an individual would be a spark arising from it. Conflagration is fire, so is spark. Both are the element fire. Spark is conflagration. So are you the Supreme Consciousness. Yourself, Atman, is Brahman. Remember this truth at all times. Repeat it to yourself. Entertain this thought until you realize yourself to be Brahman. Hence this aphorism is known as Abhyasavakya, statement of practice. The last aphorism, Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, appears in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad in the Yajurveda. Aham means I, Asmi means am, and Brahman is God. So the aphorism means I am God. It is the ultimate pronouncement of a self-realized person. Prior to self-realization, you use the first person singular pronoun I to mean the waker, dreamer, or deep sleeper. You believe yourself to be the waker as long as you remain in the waking state of consciousness and declare, I am the person in the waking state. When you enter the dream state of consciousness, you assume the personality of the dreamer. You declare, I am the person in the dream. And in deep sleep, I am person in sleep. Ironically, you use I in all the three states, though you assume three distinct personalities. In truth, the I that you pronounce in your real self, the I that you pronounce is your real self. In the three states, yourself is conditioned by your gross, subtle, and causal bodies respectively. And the conditioned self expresses as the waker, dreamer, and deep sleeper. The philosophy of Vedanta helps you to get over the conditioning and apply this knowledge in your life. Transcend the limitation imposed by your material bodies. Expose your supreme self. Reveal the nascent I, that pure, unconditioned native I is God. My real self is God. That is the ultimate experience of self-realization. Hence known as Anubhavat Vakya, statement of experience. The Bhagavad Gita expounds the aphorism that thou art. Its 18 chapters can be divided into 3 sets of 6 chapters each. The first set deals with thou, the middle set deals with that, the last set with art. So the profound philosophy of the Gita expounds the aphorism. Such is the power and grandeur of the aphorisms. The aphorisms pronounce that there is but one supreme reality. The reality you are, realize that. The world is a mere passing phenomenon, a variety show with no pith or substance. Yet you are lost in this empty show. The ignorance of yourself has cost it all. No more of that ignorance. Regain the knowledge of your real self. Establish yourself in your supreme being. Merge with the reality. Gain the ultimate experience. I am God.